Are you ready now? All right, just like Johnny said, happy Father's Day to everybody. We're going to worship together, so just enjoy yourself. And that's my Father's Day hug there, one of them. And just enjoy yourself, praise the Lord, join in with the band and sing. One more announcement, I do want to invite everybody this Wednesday at Christ Community Church, we're going to have, and I don't remember if Johnny said it, but I want to touch on it. We're going to have representatives here from Ahava Ministry. The man who's coming is Mike Rozier. He's going to come and share with us about what God's doing in a very special ministry. And I want to encourage you to be here Wednesday at 6:30. But let's worship the Lord together, and I'm going to pray, and then the band's going to lead us. Father God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for this time. And as we join together our voices and our hearts, I just pray that you'd be pleased. It would be glorifying. Thank you for the opportunity that we have to be fathers and parents and big brothers, all those things. And Lord, we love you. And we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good Father. I know since it's Father's Day, a lot of the kids really enjoy this song. We're going to ask them if they would like to come up here up front and help us lead it since it's Father's Day.
Thank you. about the sovereignty of God, you know, and when it says that he's unchangeable, it's unshakable, it's unstoppable. You think about all the things that shake us up, all the things on the news and all the things that happen that just rattle our world, but he's unchangeable and he's unshakable and nothing surprises him, and he's sovereign and he's there, and he's steady and he's sure and someone you can always count on. Think about today's Father's Day, of course, and we want to celebrate all of our fathers, but a lot of people may not have had, you know, an earthly father they could count on. But we have a heavenly Father who is steadfast and sure, and he's unchangeable, and he's unshakable, and he's unstoppable, and he's also going to never stop loving us. And that's an awesome thing to have.
It's on. Well, we have a wonderful Father's Day planned. We're all staying in here as a group, so there's not going to be any ready break. We're all going to be together as a family, okay? And I can tell you something. I know that Father's Day and Mother's Day, too, and holidays in general can bring on mixed emotions for folks. You know, you might be thinking about the what could have been or should have been, or might focus on the bad things. I think I'm on. Is this on? There we go. I'm on. I didn't know if I could hear me. Could y'all hear me? All right, it's not picking up good. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me better? I didn't know, you know, we just have a... That's what this is for. This here is a mobile mic stand. You may have never seen one like it before. It's been 41 years in the making. So I understand that it can come with some mixed emotions and some sadness, things like that, but what I want to do by even addressing that right from the start is encourage you to think and put your mind on that which is good, okay? If you're here and you had a dad, that's the way it works. Even no matter all the redefining and everything, it still works the same old-fashioned way. You had a dad somewhere involved in all this, and so if you're here, God has a purpose for you, and it's a good thing. If you had a good dad, man, and he's here, what? Praise God. If you had a good dad and he's not here, let's praise God anyway because you had a good dad. If you didn't, you know, if you were estranged for a while, again, think on what is good. We're going to take and make this day a good day. And we're not going to apologize or try to be responsible like, well, you ever feel like sometimes we don't want things to be too good, or we don't want to look too much on the bright side of things because we'll feel foolish or we'll feel naive? Can I tell you, just risk being naive today or foolish a little bit today and just say, I'm going to have a good, good day. If you have the privilege of being a dad, then you know you're not a perfect dad, but that doesn't mean that you can't have a good, good day. And can I tell you, as it was already said earlier, and we sang earlier, God is a good, good Father. And so, although all dads have fallen short, the Heavenly Father, He doesn't ever fall short. And He loves us. And He knows how to bring us up. He knows how to bring us in and bring up children. He just knows how to do that. We're not at a deficit when we know the Lord. So we're going to have a time, and we're going to have a good time. We're going to have a time where we're going to do a baby dedication. If you all don't know what that is, what we do is we take children, we throw them way up in the air. And it's kind of what it sounds like. We dedicate them. If God doesn't want them, He sends them back down, and we catch them, and we raise them. And, okay, it's not like that, all right? What we're going to do is we're going to bring these folks who've signed up and who've said they're making a purposeful decision. I just want you to get that. These families are saying, we want to raise our children in a Christian way, in a Christian home, to the best of our ability, and we need y'all's help. We need y'all to help pray. We need y'all to help correct sometimes, to help teach, to help lead by example. We need y'all's help. And so that's what this is. It's not any kind of magic. It doesn't bring them into the kingdom of God. They're going to have to make, you know, we want to see them make their decision for Christ as they grow. But boy, don't we want to pray them there as they go? You know, this is what we can do. Whether somebody's saved or not saved, that's not ours to do. But to pray for the children that we have? Johnny mentioned this is the second one. I don't want to get too complicated in all this, but we kind of know what the hobby is at Christ Community Church with all these babies coming about. Anyways, all I'm saying is just watch it, you know. We're going to have another one another 3 weeks. No, I'm just kidding. hold it. Bringing them in. But the point is, it's a good thing. It's a good thing for youngins to be at church. And now I got the youngins in here. It's a good thing for y'all to be at church. You know, I know we have programs, and y'all aren't in your program right now, your friend's church, but we love you. Hey, you might not tell your kids enough that you love them. Tell them. In church, we might not tell kids that we love them enough. We might tell them to keep their hands off the walls and to shut the water off in the kitchen and do all this other stuff and get out of here and don't do that. Don't drag dirt around. But do we tell them enough? We're glad you're in church. We're glad you're hearing spiritual truths that can change your eternity. And we may have to sweep up mess for a while, but it's okay. We're glad that you're here. And you grow up in church, and then you come and sweep somebody's mess up behind you. Okay? You know, there's nothing wrong with that. Let's grow them up. Not to where they're immature, but I'm going to tell you, kids just sometimes are loud and make mess. I wasn't meaning the loud that we just heard. You know, that's all right. But we got to be all right with that. So I'm going to ask these families to come forward. I'm going to ask Sarah. My wife's going to help me, which she does all the time. Anyways, all the time. But she's going to help me with this in particular. And I'm going to ask these families to come up. There is a class for bed babies through pre-K today. Oh, there's a class for bed babies through pre-K today. That's nursery, right? Okay, so if that's you and you want to escape with your nursery to pre-K babies, after the baby dedication, you are welcome to do that. All right? Any questions? We're rolling forward. If you understand what I'm saying, just look at me and don't say anything. Great. So we're going to ask for these. Will Walker Lane Williams and his accompanying adults come forward? Will David Michael Harrison and his accompanying adults please come forward? And will Liam Noah Williams and his accompanying adults come forward? See, this is a baby dedication. It's about these babies. Or we're going to get mom and dad in there too. But y'all just take a time. If you're related to these folks, I want to ask you not to take any pictures or videos. I said, y'all look at Miss Tina McAdams back there. She has two camera things going like this. She's like, whoom! Hey, get where you can take a picture. Get where you can see what's going on. It's all right. If you got to get up and move, we're having this in church today because we're proud that God's brought families here for us to love on and pray for. So take time, get to know them and do all these things. We have what we're going to give all of them. We're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for all y'all. And then we're going to give you a certificate to remember this day as a reminder. And then we're also going to give them a Bible. And if these children cannot read this Bible by next year, we're revoking everything we did. No, I'm just kidding. They only have to have it half read. No, I'm just kidding. You know, we're going to work it out. All right. So, we got Big Sister up here too. All right. Hey, Big Sister. All right. Can y'all see? Y'all see what's going on here? These are, you know, as a pastor, we love everybody, but these two knuckleheads are parents and children are good buddies, and David is just like his mama. Caroline just like her daddy. Anyways, we're so glad. But this is Jamie and Keisha Harrison, and they're lovely folks, and they're raising up Caroline and David Michael. Is David Michael his whole first name? Does he have a middle name too? Is it like something else in there? Michael? Oh, I didn't know. I only call him David Michael. And I thought for a minute that was just his first name, and he maybe had like David Michael Stanley Harrison or something like that. No, it wasn't. I just threw that in there. All right. But look, we're going to present this to y'all, and we're going to pray for y'all. We have a special container of anointing oil. And the reason why we anoint with oil, it's not anything magic. It's not anything. But in the Bible, there's a tradition of anointing with oil. The anointing with oil is a symbolic of the Holy Spirit. And it's just a matter of saying, we're praying for God's covering on your life. We're praying for y'all that God would work and protect and do what he does. And so that's what we're going to do. And so, Jamie and Keisha, are y'all committed and determined to raise David Michael in a Christian way? David, are you committed to living in a Christian way?
Say yes.
Yes. No, he's looking at me like, what are you doing, Big John? All right, well, we're going to pray for y'all. Y'all come on in here. Father God, I thank you for this family. I thank you for David Michael. I pray for him right now, and I pray in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit that you'd grow him up strong. And Father, help Jamie and Keisha as they raise them and raise Caroline, and just, Father, bless them, protect them, provide for them in everything. Father, we just pray for your covering, your anointing, and your power to be done in their home. We love you, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 And y'all may be seated. All right. This is Hope and Caleb, and they're here with Walker and photo op. We got flash bulbs. We got it going on. There we go. I see Caleb's dad stood up in the back and said, I'm going to get this done. Awesome. And anyways, we're glad that y'all are here. And Walker's been coming with us, and it's just a good thing. And y'all listen. You might say, well, what happens? You know, we're the community. We're the people of Christ that are surrounding these families to help them as they grow and as they have questions and as they need things. You know what's awesome about Christ Community Church for as long as I've been here? When you bring your kids here, they have somebody they're growing up with. They have friends. You know, it's one of those churches where the kids sometimes maybe outrun the parents to get there. It's like, hey, it's Sunday. It's time to go to church. You know, I'm the preacher, and my kids sometimes want to beat me to church. They're kind of like, hey, it's church today, isn't it? It's Sunday. You ready? We're going to go. I'm like, yeah, it's Sunday. We're going to go. And I just bless God for that. And it's just an awesome thing. Y'all come on and sit down. Y'all doing good. But we're going to pray for y'all. Now, look, are y'all dedicated and determined to raise up Walker in a Christian way? I mean, to the best of your ability, you know, and coming to church, doing all those things, and just praying for them. Amen. Walker, how are you, buddy? You all right? Let me pray for him. Father God, we pray for Walker right now, and we just thank you for him. And, Lord, we pray that you'd protect him, that you'd provide for this family, that you'd anoint him, and that, Father, you would lead him and grow him up and be a strong man of God. And, Father, we just love you. We love for how you protect us, how you're a good shepherd. And, Lord, we just pray for both Caleb and Hope that you'd be with them, Lord, as they lead, as they make decisions, as they consider how their life affects their son. And Lord, just be with them and be with this household as they raise up this baby. And, Lord, help us to help them as their church family and me as their pastor. And, Father, just be with them. We love you, Lord, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Thank you. And here you all go. Y'all know this sweet couple. They've been, you're holding these things. And he's holding it. This is Eric and Brittany. I'm going to stop trying to be funny. But y'all look, they've been with us here for a long time, and they've been raising their kiddos up in church, and I've been blessed to sit with them as a family and talk to their oldest son about the Lord and just watch and see evidence of how they're raising their children up in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. I about challenge any of y'all to talk with Leighton Williams and see how he can tell you about the Lord and tell you about the Bible and things like that. It's just sharp, and this is a sharp family. But y'all, it don't matter how sharp and how good and how well together we are. We need the Lord. Everybody needs the Lord. And so I'm just so glad that they have Liam up here. Hey, Bubba. There we go. He's smiling now. And so we're just so glad. So y'all just keep them in mind. Did y'all get, okay, I see some pictures. I see some cameras coming out. Get the pictures. It's so good. Hey, y'all, it's just a good day in the Lord when we get to do these things with families. Church ought to be a place, it might be one of the increasingly few places where the family can be supported and celebrated and encouraged, and we want to make sure that we do it. Amen? All right. Eric and Brittany, do y'all determine to continue to raise your children and to raise Liam in a Christian manner, in a Christian household? Amen. How about you, buddy? You all right? All right. Let's pray. Father God, I pray for Liam right now, and I pray that you'd bless him. And, Father, that you'd fill them even from a young age, and that you'd be with them and you'd protect them and provide everything in their home. Father, all the material resources, relational resources, everything that's needed. And, Father, that you would be with Liam as he grows, protect him, make him strong and healthy, that he grows up and be a mighty man in the Lord. I thank you for his brother and sister, and I pray, Lord, and all their relations, that they would be good. And Father, that they would grow up serving the Lord together. And, Father, that you would just bless them. And bless their whole house, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you all. And let's give them all a hand, y'all. We're going to have a video, and then we have one more presentation. I want to ask Jamie Harrison if he would come forward. And as he is, I just introduce this next presentation here. Jamie led a group of men in a small group called Courageous. And in that group, it ends with a challenge that the men involved will make a resolution, that they would be resolved to do certain things. I'm going to read that resolution, and then I'm going to ask Jamie to call out the men who went through the class and kind of present them with this. And they've already been presented with it, and it's been signed, but we're going to just invite them up here so we can recognize. Like that song said, you know, men and fathers, leaders and teachers who are waking up and stepping forward and saying, this is what I'm resolved to do. The resolution: I do solemnly resolve before God to take full responsibility for myself, my wife, and my children. I will love them, protect them, serve them, and teach them the Word of God as the spiritual leader of my home. I will be faithful to my wife, to love and honor her, and be willing to lay down my life for her as Jesus Christ did for me. I will bless my children and teach them to love God with all their hearts, all of their minds, and all of their strengths. I will train them to honor authority and live responsibly. I will confront evil, pursue justice, and love mercy. I will pray for others and treat them with kindness, respect, and compassion. I will work diligently to provide for the needs of my family. I will forgive those who have wronged me and reconcile with those I have wronged. I will learn from my mistakes, repent of my sins, walk with integrity as a man answerable to God. I will seek to honor God and be faithful to His church, obey His word, and do His will. I will courageously work with the strength God provides to fulfill this resolution for the rest of my life and for His glory. And at the bottom is the verse, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15. And so, Jamie, if you'll call these folks up. Johnny Holman. Izzy Kapapa. We did arrange it. I was going to say it, but I was still looking at him like, hey. Bert Schmitz. He didn't want to take my hand either. Wyman Reeves. Mitchell Stokely. LG Schmitz. John Goldwater. Jamie Harrison. Yeah. Let's give him a hand. If you have your Bible, turn to Malachi chapter 4. It's the last chapter, last page in the Old Testament. Hey, and it's never, you know, one of the things that song said, when I fall down, I'll stand back up. One of the things the revolution said is when I sin, I'll repent. You might feel like, hey, I don't know that I got any place being signing something or saying something or standing forward saying I'm going to be a courageous man of God. Start today. Jesus is the only one who's got to answer for sin. If you messed up, Jesus is the only one who's got to answer for mess up. Start today. You ain't dead. If you're not dead, there's a reason for your life. So step up. You know, don't be worried. And these guys aren't on any pedestal. None of this was about, wow, look at what these guys have done. as if they're really good guys. They're guys who really need the help of God. That's what they're stepping up, saying, we're going to recognize. It says, as God helps me to fulfill this resolution for the rest of my life, not that I'm going to do it in my own strength, right? So don't let that bother you. God has an answer for it. Malachi chapter 4, verses 1 through 6 say this, for behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven. And all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly will be stubble. And the day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts. That will leave them neither root nor branch. But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. And you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. You shall trample the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet. On the day that I do this, says the Lord of hosts. And remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded him in Horeb for all of Israel, with the statutes and the judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And pay close attention here. And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. Father God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for the opportunity we have to come and celebrate such an awesome day with these babies and their families, with these men. And Father, I pray that you would just bless us now in the hearing of your word, that as we go from here, we'd be pliable, that we'd be like clay in your hands. If there's any way in which we need to be turned, that we would allow you to turn us. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I'm not going to be able to go through all this, and that should be, that's an amen point right there for you, okay? But I want to give just some background. This idea, in these six verses, four times, he refers to the day of the Lord coming. That day is an accountability. So often we forget that there is an accountability in this world. There is an accountability in this life. So often we like to live without any thought of accountability, but there is a day coming on which everyone will be held accountable by God. That day is coming, and that's how this verse sets out. And it's one of those things, just keep that in your mind and remember as we raise our children, as we go through our lives, there is an accountability. As we consider our relationship with God, there is an accountability. We're not just free agents out there willing and able to justify everything we do just because we're us. You know, well, that's just how I felt. There's an accountability out there. There's a standard out there. You know, he says here, remember the law of Moses. As we think on Father's Day, there's a great text from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. I have it written for you there. It says, these words which I command you today shall be in your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children. So what's the standard? The standard is not to be a hypocrite and teach your kids that God is good for them. It's to embrace God and His Word in your heart and then teach them to follow after God and embrace the Word of God. God's Word is the standard. There's a day of accountability and there's a standard. And it won't change. God's Word doesn't ever change. People, societies, even countries, from God's perspective, he says, it's kind of like the grass of the field. There's a flower every once in a while that blooms up there that's real pretty, but it's going to fade, and the grass is going to fade. But the Word of God, it remains forever. Okay, so that's the standard, the Word of God. But then this last part where I want to spend my time. A little bit of time, right? Just amen. Y'all are going to be there. There'll be plenty of time for eating. We'll get there. But this allowing your heart to be turned, being teachable, being in a place where you can be corrected. Listen here, old man and old daddy. If you're not correctable, you're not teaching very well. If you're not correctable, you might not be on that right way. It says, let him, and he will turn. He will turn. He's talking about the messenger God will send. He will turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children and the hearts of the children back to the fathers. And that turning let's just be honest, needs to happen. Maybe more than once. Maybe a bunch of times our heart needs to have that course correction because we'll drift. Man, I remember when I was becoming a dad. And it was awesome. We were excited. Sarah and I were excited. I just looked at some pictures from our baby shower. And we were in a church basement. And it was packed out. You know, it was all this stuff. And it was just exciting. And people were around us. And we were anticipating. Sarah and I went to these Lamaze classes where we had to learn how to breathe and relax. And when you're trying to breathe and relax, it's like one of the most unrelaxing things that you can ever do. Matter of fact, they had this music on. It was like, and we're sitting there, and they said, and then a voice came out and said, feel the tension going from your shoulders to your elbows. Feel the tension moving down your arms into your hands. Feel the tension as it leaves your body through your fingertips. And right at that time, I don't know what it was, but it struck me real funny. And we're in this quiet room with all these pregnant ladies laying up against their man, you know, and we're laying there, we're sitting there, and all of a sudden I'm going, this is not good. I can't control it. It was one of those laughing times when you just couldn't help it, you know. Anyways, I got kicked out of the class twice because I thought I had it under control, and I came back in, and I got re-kicked out because I was not there. Nonetheless, I still got the shirt that said coach, you know. So we're going to the hospital on a Wednesday, and Joshua, who's never liked to cooperate with us, wasn't born until Friday, and that should have been a sign, you know. But we were still so excited, you know. And so we're sitting in there, and it's time. It's after midnight, you know, just Friday morning. It's time, you know. And Sarah's on that stuff that the drugs don't make you feel hardly anything. And they told us, they said, don't tell her when contractions will come. Just let it happen. But they have that contractionometer sitting right next to her. And so we're sitting there, and I remember, I think Helen might have been in there too, but we're looking, and we could see those, it's spiking way up. We're like, hey, how you feeling? And she's like, I'm having one, aren't I? I'm like, yeah, you are. You're having a real big one. It's like off the scale, you know. And so things were happening, and we're getting involved. And I, all of a sudden, my training comes into action. You know, I'm the coach, we're going to do this, and it's time to breathe. And so it's time to breathe, and it's time to push. And so I start breathing. I said, come on, baby, breathe. Ready? One, two, three, and then push, and then breathe, and then push, and then breathe, and push. And then before long, I'm going, oh, and I almost went completely passed out. Literally was breathing and pushing myself into a hyperventilated state where I almost passed clean out and had to sit down and just go, okay, like get back into it. I say that story, one, because it's just funny and I like to tell it, but two, I'm so excited. And when's the last time you got so excited about something you about passed out through your enthusiasm to participate? What happens to that enthusiasm, dads, moms, people? What happens over time? You know, what happens is life, right? You gotta wake up. You gotta wake up in the middle of the night. Matter of fact, Joshua could never make us happy in the sense of he had a cough. First day we got him home. And so we watched him because he was coughing. What should we do? I don't know. Let's just watch him. Okay. So he's oh man, there it is. Had like a little wheeze going on. So I said, well, let's just calm down. Let's lay back down, see what happens. Well, you know what happened? He stopped wheezing. And that brought us right back out of bed to watch him. Why isn't he wheezing now? What's the matter with this kid? And I remember saying to her, I said, something's gotta happen because this cat, we're not happy when he's wheezing, and we're not happy when he's not wheezing. We gotta make a decision. But I'm gonna tell you, somewhere after that time, you know, our hearts kind of say, well, this is regular life. We get back into this thing. And, you know, we start, for me, a big, selfish, only child, you know, it can become about me so quickly. And then all of a sudden, your children are kind of like not this special treasure. They're this heavy burden. And you're trying to move, and you're trying to do what you feel you're called to do, and you're feeling like you're stuck in concrete with chains around you sometimes. But can I tell you something? That is not the right place. And maybe even if you're saying, well, look, man, I've done raised my kids. It's all done with that one. If you have kids, I keep hearing it's never all done, ever, which means you need to change your mind and have your heart turned. If you don't say, those might say, we don't have biological children, but you know what? There's children here. Paul didn't have biological children, but he talked a lot about his sons, Timothy and Titus. Men who changed their world that he took on as spiritual sons and beloved sons in the Lord. Our heart needs to be turned towards them. I heard it said, children don't get to choose their parents. It's a real tragedy when the parents don't choose the children they have. And maybe you don't have biological children, but God's brought children here that need to be wanted, that need to be chosen, that need to be taken on and grown up. Our heart needs to be turned. Not that the kids here are a messy, loud burden, but they are a blessing that we get to train up and walk alongside and discipline. But let our hearts turn. Look in this passage. It says, he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. I'm going to tell you, that's no mistake. Fathers, you got to lead. This is not haphazard. He didn't say, well, let's just talk about the fathers and then talk about the children afterwards. This is on purpose. Fathers, turn your hearts to your children. Leaders, turn your hearts to those who you're leading. Those who are responsible for others, turn your heart toward them. Then the child, it says, he'll turn the child's hearts back to their fathers. But fathers, we got to lead. We've got to lead with our heart, turning back to them, and then allow God to do that work in them, bringing their hearts back to us. Because there's something that happens in kids too. My kids at one time thought I had the biggest truck in the world. Now it's been multiplied to a little jelly bean car. But anyways, they knew my truck was the biggest and fastest truck. Not because they knew anything about trucks, but because their idea of their dad was so big that, of course, their dad had to have the biggest, fastest, strongest truck in the world. And everything their dad did was like that. But what happens as they grow? Dad starts to shrink. Dad's not as big as he once was. His truck's not as strong. His car's not as fast. He's not as, you know, and somewhere it seems like children, we kind of space out. Our children have to have that time where their heart is pliable so they can be turned back to their fathers, their parents, their home. Had a huge blessing. You know, I got to go to a men's retreat, and that was a huge blessing. But when I got home, my wife and I've been, this is Josh's sermon day, I've been picking on Josh, but Sarah and Josh had done a bunch of stuff. They had gotten a Father's Day thing together. They had done some things around the house. They were like high-fiving and cooperating together. And I'm going to tell you, it was awesome. It was an awesome thing to see the heart of my son and the heart of his mom cooperating and working together. It was humbling and it was awesome. What a great thing it is. But how do our kids learn to have their heart pliable so it can be turned by God and his message? Fathers, we got to show them, which means we might have to say every once in a while, I'm sorry. Can you imagine that? Some folks in here might not even imagine their dad saying, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I didn't always do the right thing or say the right thing. I wasn't always, you know, I didn't do all that I could. Can you imagine that? If you can't imagine it, maybe you need to be the one who says it. And let your heart be pliable and turnable. Stop trying to justify. Oh, man, we don't ever want no wrong to lay at us, do we? We can justify why we did things. We can argue ourselves and rationalize ourselves into why we made the decisions we made and all this and that. Wasn't really my fault because you don't know how it was, because it was hard, because of this and that. And it's like, I wish guys would just say, I blew it. Flat out blew it. when I missed your days, when I was working and I kept saying no, when I was too tired when I came home, when I just wouldn't take it on, when I wouldn't tell you that I loved you, when I really did in my heart love you, but I just never said it. Sometimes we just got to say we blew it and let our heart be pulled back to where we look at our kids and go, wow, I remember your first day and how excited I was when you got here. And I'm just so glad that you're here. We got to be willing to accept their mistakes. If your heart's toward them, I'm going to tell you something. If your heart's toward them, you don't condone the sin they're in when they mess up. It's not about that. It's about saying, I know you're a sinner because you're my kid. You don't know all the sin I've done, but I know all the sin you've done. And I love you anyway. I love you still. I love you in your irresponsible, loud, garbage, burden, chained mess that you are in this world because you're born with original sin from your parents. And I love you. And I'm crazy in love with you. And my heart is for you. And I want to see you succeed. And that's having your heart turned back. And when there's a pliable heart like that, I believe that's where we get that response of the children, their hearts being pliable to the Father's heart. Maybe you're here today and there's something you need to say. Maybe it's you need to say to your child. Maybe you need to say to your dad. Maybe it's something you need to say to God. Maybe it's something you just need to say to yourself. There's a lot of dads carrying around a lot of guilt because of what they've done or what they said or what they didn't do and what they didn't say. Maybe it's time to lay that burden down. There ain't but one perfect father in this world. And it's not you. It's certainly not me. Y'all know it's the Heavenly Father. Maybe you need to lay down a guilt. Maybe you need to say something that you didn't say. Maybe that person you need to say it to is gone. How do you handle those things? This is not a second sermon, but I want to encourage you. If there's somebody in your life you needed to say something to and they're not here anymore, they're gone, can I encourage you? Say it to God. God's the God of everything and everyone. Tell God. Give your report. Give your message to God. God, would you tell my daddy I'm sorry? God, would you tell my boy I love him and I'm proud of him? Maybe it's a husband. Maybe it's somebody else in your life that you just need to, you just wish you could talk to one more time. Would you tell God? Would you come to God and just say, God, would you help me? I'm feeling this burden extra heavy and I need my heart to be in the right place. Just let him turn you. Let your heart be pliable. If you need to have that conversation, maybe you need to have the conversation with God that says this, I want to accept you as my Heavenly Father. Because I've looked on you as a judge. I've looked on you as a myth. I've looked on you as being someone far off who didn't care. And I'm ready now to see you as my Father who is in heaven, whose name is holy, whose kingdom is coming, whose will ought to be done on earth as it is in heaven, who provides our daily bread, who forgives our trespasses, who doesn't lead us into evil, and whose kingdom is forever and is glorious and powerful. Maybe you need to say that to God. God, I want you to be my Father. You know, the Word of God says God adopts us into His family in Romans chapter 8. Through His Spirit, He makes us for really children. At the end of the service, we're going to show a video, I think. It's called the For Really Dad. God in heaven is a for really dad. And we'll dismiss so the service won't go long, but if you want to see the For Really Dad video, you just stay on where these two adopted children talk about their For Really Dad. And it's a pretty awesome thing. But God wants to be your For Really Dad. And He wants to love you. Maybe that's what you need to do today. We're going to have a time of invitation right now. Whatever you need to do in the Lord, this is a safe place. This is a safe time to do it. Let me pray. Father God, thank you for how you love us. During this song, Father, during this time, I pray that you would be, just as you move, you do what you do. Father, you're the Father. We're the children. We just ask because you're powerful, because you're awesome, because you invite us into your world. You invite us into your throne room. And I pray if there's any here who need to have a conversation, whatever conversation it is, even just a conversation from themselves, they know how they're blowing it. They know what they need to do, but they don't have the strength, or they need just that extra encouragement. Father, would you do that work in their life? Do this thing. Father, thank you for all the things we've seen today, the babies and the men standing up. And Father, for what you're going to do now, we give you praise and thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to ask if the ushers would come forward to take up the morning offering. And there's coming. Remember, What a beautiful song, just to come as you are, wherever you are, whatever's going on, God meets us. Father God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for this time. As we take up this offering, we just want to thank you for how you provide for us. Thank you for allowing us to worship you by giving a portion back. Father, I just pray you be in this, that our hearts would be willing and cheerful. And we love you and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, just a reminder, this Wednesday at 6:30, Mike Rozier is going to be here representing Ahava Ministries. It was a ministry that was started by a couple of fellows. They're not clergymen, they're not preachers, they're not missionaries. They went on a trip with their church. They were caught by the need. And when they did, God spoke to them and said, you need not to look around for somebody else to fill this, but you need to do this. And it's showing how they're just following God. And it's an awesome thing. And these guys, Mike has a special connection with our church out of the 7 air conditioning units keeping this place clean. He gave us 5 of them. Gave us 5 of them. So over 20 tons of air conditioning, or whatever, 1,000 tons or how many ever. I don't know how to do all that stuff. Let me just stick what I know. 5 out of the 7, right? Okay, it's pretty awesome stuff. So he has a heart for Christ Community Church. He has a heart for the Lord, and he has a heart for this ministry that he's going to share with us His granddaughter just went on a trip, and it's radically changed her life. It's a trip that I hope some of our youth, some of us, will be able to do and go to Guatemala and help some of these folks as we grow in that way. But come and see what God says to the churches through these things, okay? Have a great Father's Day. I love you. Thank you for letting me be your pastor, and I'm going to pray for us. And when I'm done praying, I'm going to say ready, break, and then they're going to put on that video. Do you have the video? Okay, if you want to stay and see it, stay and see it. If you don't want to stay and see it, go eat lunch, okay? Father God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for this time. Help us have a wonderful Father's Day. Thank you for being our really, really dad in heaven who loves us. And we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Ready, break.